Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is the Jamie and Stoney Show on 97.1 The Ticket. We've been talking about the Lions, the inevitability of them not making the playoffs, and what that's going to mean for Jim Caldwell. What's that going to mean for Matthew Stafford and the entire organization? There is a general assumption in this town by most of the people who are in the know and most of the people who cover the team that that Jim Caldwell will be fired. And I share that opinion. I believe that he should be fired. I don't know necessarily that he will. I think we're all jumping to conclusions here. And if the Lions win on Sunday, they will finish the season at 9-7. They started the season 3-4. So that would be technically finishing the season, 6-3, which is not the worst thing in the world.
And it'd be three winning records.
Three winning records. He would have made the playoffs twice in his 4 years as head coach. There's a lot you can argue in Jim Caldwell's favor. And so sometimes I wonder, why are we so predisposed against this guy? Like, why is, as a city, everybody so down on Jim Caldwell?
I think I can tell you one of the main reasons. And I know you've gotten calls on this and texts, and I have on the different shows that I've done, and especially the post-game show. People seem to be so angry with the way he responds to questions.
Which I think is stupid.
Yep, the way he treats the media, which is obviously a conduit for the fans. And I think that it's almost like this sickness that we have here in Detroit,
Jamie. Bill Belichick treats the media horribly.
Yeah, but
well.
All he does is win.
Yeah.
If Bill Belichick lost or Saban lost, it'd be different.
Right.
But if Greg Popovich lost, it'd be different. But we have this sickness in Detroit, Jamie. You've been here for a long time. And I've been here most of my life, except when I was in Costa Rica, space, and other places. When you're a Detroit sports fan, it's whoever the quarterback is. It's whoever the Wings goaltender is, whoever the Tigers closer is, and basically, for the most part, whoever the Lions coach is. And look at the Lions coaches throughout history. Going back to Waino, who made the playoffs 4 times in 5 years, Bobby Ross, Marty Morningweg, Ron Marinelli, Jim Schwartz, up to Caldwell. It's not like we've had a guy here like Bill Parcells or John Gruden or Tony Dungy. We've never had one of those guys that had, you know, Bobby Ross had been to a Super Bowl, never won one. Most coaches in Lions history never coached again as far as, you know, head coaching jobs. So you look at Caldwell, who comes in here with the gravitas of going to 3 Super Bowls, winning 2 of them, obviously as an assistant coach, went to one of them as a head coach with Peyton Manning and lost. But it's incredible to me because this is a guy that comes in with the most experience a Lions head coach has had in my lifetime, and it's not good enough. Well, 3 winning seasons maybe in 4 years, and he's the worst coach ever.
But I see, it's funny that you say the experience, because I actually think that many Lions fans were predisposed against Caldwell from the get-go because of his track record.
Sure.
And his track record, not just in the pros, but even going back to being the head coach at Wake Forest.
Yeah, which is so different.
But no, I understand that. But he was a perennial loser. And then the good things he did in Indianapolis are all written up to, okay, it was Dungy's team and it was Peyton Manning's team. He just was along for the ride. And the next year, he lost Peyton Manning and they went, 1-15?
2-14, but they went 24-8 in his first 2 years.
I understand that. And then there was a terrible time management situation. Sure. in the playoffs when they took on the Jets. And some questions about that. So people were predisposed against him. Now, his whole thing with the media, that should not matter at all. I understand that it does, but it should not matter. How he does or doesn't treat the media, it's his own thing. Some of the stuff I think that he does is petty. I think some of the stuff that he does, there's a method to it. I really do. But that really should not matter. The bottom line is the guy's won more than he's lost here. And there's this feeling among some Lions fans that he should have won more than he's lost. And I don't know that that's necessarily the case.
2 things. 1, he is undefeated against 500 teams. And 2, I know, and this is
wait, say that again?
He's never lost to a 500 team, ever.
We mean to an exactly 500 team?
Yeah, to a team that's 500. He's never lost to one. So he's always beaten the teams that the Lions are supposed to have beaten.
Okay, but then on Sunday, he lost to a team under 500
sure,
who he should have beaten.
But he's rarely lost to those teams, too.
Yeah, no, I know.
But there's two things. So that's one. The other thing is, and I know it's kind of like the Stafford thing, Jamie, which we talked about today. If you say Stafford's the best quarterback the Lions have had in 60 years, well, they don't have a great track record with quarterbacks. Bob Gagliano, Eric Kramer, Scott Mitchell, etc. Jim Caldwell has the highest win percentage for a Lions head coach since 1956.
That's you're comparing.
Right, but I'm just saying, I'm a big Caldwell supporter, have been for a while, but I've lost a lot of faith in him being the guy that could take this team to the next level. That being said, it's like the Auspice stuff. He never gets any credit. He gets all the blame, and Caldwell at least came into Detroit with a reasonable, maybe not great level, but reasonable level of experience, whether you buy into the Tony Dungy team stuff or not.
Right, but I guess the question to me boils down to is, can you do better than Jim Caldwell?
Well,
and I believe you can, and the question is, does Bob Quinn believe that? And are you willing to, again, if Caldwell were a... I mean, maybe Auspice is a good example because Auspice may go on to be a good manager somewhere else.
I think he will.
Who knows? And the Tigers have let him go. And so now maybe he will go manage somewhere else. If Jim Caldwell is let go by the Lions, there's not this fear that, ooh, we might be giving up too soon on a guy who really might be a pretty good coach somewhere else. He's not going to get another opportunity.
He's 62.
Right. He's
probably
not going to get hired somewhere else. So you can take the risk that you can do better than Caldwell, and I don't think it's that much of a risk.
Well, and are there, listen, and I mentioned this earlier, and this is my most important point about the Caldwell thing. Whether or not you think you should be fired, it looks like 98% of Lions fans believe it. If there's someone better out there that Bob Quinn believes can lead this team to the next level, then I'm okay with that. If there isn't, is it Todd Haley? Is it Matt Patricia? Is it Josh McDaniels? I like Bill O'Brien if they part ways in Houston. But if there isn't someone available that Bob Quinn believes can take this team to the next level, you can't fire Caldwell just to fire him. You've got to have someone in place. And if there is someone in place, I have no problem with it. I think that Caldwell has shown, even though I've defended him a lot, and this is...
I disagree with you. I think you can fire Caldwell just to fire him because Bob Quinn is who he is. And that is a new, young general. If this were Mayhew or Millen... or, you know, Alavila, then I disagree. Then I would agree with you. You can't just fire him to fire him. But it's time for Bob Quinn to really put his stamp on this organization.
Sure, I'm okay with that.
And by keeping the coach who was here before he got here, I feel like he was partially saying, let's see where this goes. Let's see, because I know they liked the whole Jim Bob Cooter, Matthew Stafford matchup and keeping that going. And they knew that firing Caldwell probably effectively ended that relationship. So now I feel like it's Bob Quinn's time to say, okay, it's been 2 years. It's time to start pushing this thing further.
And you know, it could prove to be a genius move by Bob Quinn, which might end up being what shows that he is the right guy to lead this team to the next level. The 1 year extension. If it had been originally reported a 2 or 3 or 4 year thing, you're like, what the hell? Bob Quinn basically could be in a win-win position here. Mm-hmm. If it's 1 year, it's yes, there's money out there, but it's not going to kill you from firing Caldwell. I think that this could end up being what shows that Bob Quinn really knows what he's doing.
Let's take a call here from Nikki in Clinton Township on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Nikki?
Hey, what's up, Dan? What's up, guys?
Hey, how you doing?
Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year to you guys, too. Just wanted to reach out walking into work here. I got to disagree with you guys on this one. And here's my reasoning. I think Jim Caldwell is a decent stepping stone coach and kind of moved us in a positive direction. However, there have been moments in football games where he could affect an outcome and he didn't do it. Last week in Cincinnati, why did he not throw a challenge flag on that play?
The tape play.
Play against Minnesota when Darren Fells scored a touchdown, it got called back. Why was the team not on the field snapping the ball to get that off and get that touchdown? And that,
right.
That would have tied the game.
Sure. No, and Nikki, you bring up a great point. And you look at Jim Schwartz at the end. He took the Lions as far as he could. They were 0-16. He got into the playoffs in 3 years, improved every season until the end. Caldwell takes over this team, goes 11-5 in year one after Schwartz had failed and the Justin Tucker field goal and losing to the Giants and all that stuff. I'm with you, and Jamie, looks like we're in lockstep on this.
Mm-hmm.
He has taken the Lions as far as I believe he can, but I just want there to be an idea in place of who takes them to the next level before it's like, all right, we're going to fire Caldwell because he can't take him any further. I want there to be someone in place that Quinn believes in, other than just saying, what if no one's available out there for that next level?
Well, first of all, there's a lot of people available. And second of all, you got to remember, too, and I said this to Stoney a couple of weeks ago, that there are names that we know of, right? And you mentioned some of the big ones already. There's also a lot of names that Bob Quinn's aware of.
Sure.
I mean, just because there's not a name that you see on the list that writers put out there or ESPN experts put out there, Bob Quinn knows this league a hell of a lot better than we do. So he might know a special teams coordinator from San Diego, LA, or an offensive coach from Seattle that he really likes a lot. And that might be the next great head coach. That's hopefully what he's able to do. 248-539-9797, Jamie and Stoney, 97.1 The Ticket.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.